This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHILL, 855-732-5563. And I love it. You know, I got to give you a, I should give you a verbal warning here. I always say the people in the chat room are smarter than I am, right? So if you're going to jump in there and be a little dem turd, yes, a little dem turd, you heard me, little liberal turd, and you're going to run in there, and then you're going to drop a bomb and run out, you know, we're going to call you a coward. And the biggest thing that shows that you're a coward, you won't even log in with your own name, right? You won't put it out there. I mean, it's one thing when you don't log in with your own name and you're just sitting and you're hanging out and you're watching and you're listening and you're kind of not agreeing to but going along with the conversation. That's one thing when you're trying to have an honest conversation. But why is it always the cowards can never come in out of the dark? Why isn't the cowards always, you know, these are the same people that key your car in the middle of the night because, you know, they're so tough. Do it while I'm standing there. Come on. I'm kind of egging you on. Do it while I'm standing right next to you. Show me what kind of spine you have. Show me that you have the guts to confront the quote-unquote enemy because I don't think you do. I'll say it, and I keep saying it, and I believe it wholeheartedly. Facebook warriors are nothing more than cowards. I'm sorry. It is what it is. You're really tough when you're on Facebook. You're really tough when nobody knows where you live or any of that. So, see, my it's easy to find me. It really is. It's very easy to find me. Anyhow. And that's why I always love the Twitter handles, too. It's real easy to be nasty when you're hiding behind a Twitter handle, isn't it? So I love all these boneheads that say, you know, President, let's not give, what's his name, Trump the right information. You know, he can't be trusted with the codes. He's not trustworthy. You know, he's unfit to be president. You realize that the Dems, their mantra for years has been every presidential candidate is unfit to be president. Bush Jr. was unfit to be president. Let me see, Ronald Reagan was unfit to be president. I mean, we can go through the whole list. They're always unfit to be president. And the Dems, again, no matter what good a Republican does, right? When Reagan brought down the Soviet Union, they called it cowboy politics or something like that? And it just, cowboy diplomacy, that was it. And I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. Because he brought it down. They couldn't do it. You know what? Because they would have pandered to these guys for the next 30 years, 40, 50 years, right? They would have sat there and said, let's not get them upset. Let's not do anything that's going to make them mad. They would have done all of that kind of stuff. And apparently back in when Mr. Clinton, or then President Clinton, he actually lost the codes. Right? So, yeah, a key component of the president's nuclear launch protocol all of a sudden went missing. The codes were actually missing for months. This is a big deal, says General Hugh Shelton. We dodged a silver bullet. In his book, Without Hesitation, a retired Army general writes, even though movies may show the president wearing these codes around his neck, it's pretty standard that they are safeguarded by one of his aides. And the aide sticks with him like glue. He adds that President Clinton assumed, I'm sure that the aide had them like he was supposed to. What apparently went missing was a card with code numbers on it that allowed the president to access a briefcase called the football, and is kept by an aide always near the commander-in-chief. And it contains the instructions for launching the code. So apparently, he didn't. All right, so let's back up a little bit, okay? He didn't lose the actual codes to do the launch. He lost the codes to open up the football that has the codes to do the launch. Gee, there's a big difference, huh? But hey, Trump can't be, because, you know, Trump can't be trusted with those, right? Because he's proven in the past he can't be trusted with things like this. Oh, wait a minute. He's never actually had the opportunity to prove us wrong or to prove you right. But the Clintons have, and they do it on a regular basis. Always. And here's another little tidbit of information for you people that refuse to read on your own. And you probably have already tuned out by now, like the coward that was in the chat room and ran away. Okay? Here's the deal. The president just doesn't get up in the middle of the night, get teed off at Russia, press a button, and the bombs go flying. It doesn't work that way. I've read books about, what's his name? President Nixon. Man, I got to tell you something. The man was a drunkard. A fall-down drunkard. And the bottom line with it is that he used to tell the generals to nuke places all the time. He'd get drunk, he'd read something, he'd get teed off at one of the security briefings. He's still, I want him gone in the morning. Make him non-existent. Can you imagine? And then in the morning he'd realize or think he said something. And this is a bit of a game they played, I realize. But he'd get out in a panic and the generals go, you know, we really couldn't do what you asked for. So it's not a matter of just running out and doing it. He can't just press a button and make it happen. Can you people please wake up and grow a brain? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time you're with me. You know, Harry Reid, the biggest, yeah, that's right. If somebody's in love with him, you can tell him I said this. The biggest liar that we have next to Hillary Clinton. He makes her look like a Girl Scout. And he doesn't care. He lied about, what's his name? He lied about Romney's taxes. Flat out lied about it. And he was proud of himself. There's a guy I want in charge. Don't you? They don't even care anymore about being transparent. They don't even care. The Dems don't even care anymore about being honest and upright. They don't have to. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24-7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room. God. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really so much do appreciate the time that you spend with me and tweeting and texting. And, well, yes, those are all legal things that you can do. And we, you know, I got to tell you something. I get frustrated because I get all these stories during the break that I would love to do. I can't do them all, but I would love to do them. But you know, his Highness the liar, Harry Reid, biggest liar we have up on the hill. I mean, really, if there ever I'm trying to maintain my Christianity here. But this guy thinks that lying and hiding things is okay. He actually believes that lying about Romney's taxes, the fact that he hadn't paid taxes, lying about that was okay. It kept him. When he was asked about it, he says, "Do you feel bad about lying about that?" Anybody know his response? His response was, well, it kept him out of office, didn't it? He didn't become president, did he? So apparently that's okay. That makes it all fine. Is that really the kind of, at any cost, right? Win at any cost. Those are the things that make me nuts. Instead of minority, now Harry Reid also said this week that the CIA should decline to grant Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump access to classified information because he's dangerous to the country. Well, Harry said it must be true, right? Because Hillary hasn't caused any deaths. Hillary hasn't allowed any information to get in the wrong hands, has she? Well, she has. Hey, the FBI said so. Said she was fine. And there are Dems out there swearing to this. They think she's not a problem. He went on to say, I hope they give him fake intelligence briefings because they shouldn't give him anything that means anything because you can't trust him, Reid said. What they should do is give Hillary, you know, one of the things that I used to do to catch the liar in the group is I would tell one story to two people the same way, but I would change the color of the car or the dollar amount or what have you in the story. So when it got back to me, I knew exactly who the leak was. I knew exactly who was lying or who was playing games. So that's what we should do. Give information to Hillary and then give information to Trump with a little spin on it. Let's see who leaks first. Let's see whose phone we can pick it up on. Let's see whose email server. I mean, look, if Trump had an email server, you think he'd have it in a bathroom with virtually no security on it? I don't think so. I think he'd throw all kinds of security at it because he doesn't want you to know his business. He goes on to say that, the story goes on to say, I hope they would give him fake intelligence briefings because they shouldn't give him anything. Reed's really the one. He just needs to go away. Maybe he can retire early. You think if they give him, because I think he's under the old program for Congress, and I do think he has a retirement plan of some kind. So anyhow, yeah, I love it. I love how, with all the problems Hillary's had, and not just accused of, right? I mean, she told us she had all that information on one server. She kept a server. Comey said that she had several servers. I'm sorry, I'm going to believe Comey. She said that her attorneys read every email, right? She said it. They have it on tape. They have it on video. Sorry, I'm old. Her attorneys went through every email, read every email to decide which ones to send to the State Department and which ones not to. And Comey said, no, they didn't. They didn't read every email. Now, I would imagine when they talked with the attorneys weren't willing to lie to the FBI. I'm sure that's true. So, and then this is nothing new, by the way. I don't know, whoever sent me this, this is not a gotcha, oh my God kind of thing. Because this has been something he's done before. On more than one occasion. And actually, I've talked about it a million times. So they have video of Bill Clinton now, and you knew this was going to happen, right? You knew it would come out eventually because he's too stupid to know better. With Jeff Epstein, you know, the Orgy Island that we've talked about in the past, right? I mean, she cares so much about women. She's for the women. She doesn't want women to get hurt. She thinks women shouldn't be used as slaves and such, but it's okay for them to have, you know, underage girls as sex slaves on this island. As we know, he has. And Billy Boy jumps on that plane to go down to the island, have themselves a week and a sec. I mean, he must go through two or three bottles of Viagra. Did you see him? He can barely walk, the guy. So Bill was a much more frequent flyer on a registered sex offender's infamous jet than previously reported. Yeah, that the new logs that they found. Now, isn't it funny? They're gonna downplay these logs. You know that already, right? I don't have to tell you that. They're going to downplay these logs. But the logs of Trump's campaign manager that can't be proved that they come from a journal, right, from Russia, that showed that he got paid money, right, they can't, that'll be okay. They'll take that as gospel truth. But now we find out that the president, the former president, took 26 trips aboard the Lolita Express. He even ditched the Secret Service detail for at least five of the flights. Can you imagine? Those guys must have been beside themselves. Now, Clinton's presence aboard Jeffrey Epstein's Boeing 727 on 11 occasions have been reported, but the flight logs now show it was closer to 30 between 2001 and 2003. He also had extended junkets around the world with Epstein and fellow passengers identified on manifest by their initials or first names, including such names as Tatiana. Or, you take that for what it's worth. You do whatever you want. Right? The trick-out jet earned Nabokov-inspired nickname because it was reportedly outfitted with a bed where passengers had group sex with young girls. Yeah. That's disgusting. Right? And here's the thing. You know, you guys that especially on the left, that don't think this is a big deal. You got a daughter? You got a niece? This could be your niece. This could be your daughter. Come on, think about this. Right? Your niece or your daughter could have been one of these sex slaves. Your niece or your daughter could have been sucked into this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. A lot more coming up. Don't go far. I'm going to have a lot of fun tonight. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. And always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And stay with us. I got so much I want to talk about tonight. I got so much that you guys have sent me, that you've talked about, that you you're keying in on some of the things that we're talking about this evening and you know, helping me to run with it. And I honestly do appreciate the time you spend with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. There is so much, going on and on and on, up there on the website. There's a lot of people in there in the chat room. I mean, let's just deal with it that way. I can't hide from that. That's real. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to, have you with me. Look, I am not ducking you. I just can't get to them all. I had it all set up. I was going to jump right into this. Anyway, the California teachers, I'm sorry, we have a California teacher shortage. All right? And it's just amazing that we don't push or try to get people into, you know, the teaching world or the education world. We keep telling them how little they get paid. Which is not a true statement, okay? The first couple of years, like anything else, yeah, teachers do not get paid well. But as time goes on, they do get paid well. There are raises. You know, they get more money for being better educated. So to paint this story, and I've heard it from kids, I think it's hilarious, that teachers don't do well, it's not true. You know, I'm sorry some of the people in my district get mad at me when I say stuff like that, but sincerely, when we lay it out, and you've got teachers in, I'll do the story later on, but you've got teachers in Chicago, they're making three times what the residents are making, the teachers are, and they got some of the worst schools in the country. Do you just keep cranking away, giving them more money? Because they're teachers? What do they become? When can we hold them accountable for what they do? It seems to be a very sacred group of people. You can't touch them. You can't do anything with them. But this ought to make you shudder in your boots. So Fresno School District in California, they're calling themselves being creative because they're turning in hundreds of new teachers amid a statewide teacher shortage. And the administration are turning to Mexico. Starbucks and grocery stores and other unusual places for new recruits. The Fresno Unified School District is hiring more than 300 new teachers for the 2016-17 school year. And I got to grab. Can you imagine that? Just think about it. Your teacher, your child's teacher, could teach him all about history and serve him a cup of mocha java latte grande, whatever. Now, the Fresno Unified School District is, again, they are undertaking this district human relations. I mean, the district human relations director, Cindy Quantagna, she said she was required to take aggressive action because of the problem that she was having. See, my district and others, they do a countrywide search. And what they do is they put out ads in the proper places where teachers look for jobs and work and that kind of stuff. Because this is not uncommon. This happens. Looking for teachers. And then they have a teacher fair. And you have hundreds of teachers show up to these fairs. We don't have to go to Starbucks and, you know, holler from the top of the seat. Hey, anybody want to be a teacher? We recruited from the dog park, from the Cheesecake Factory, from Starbucks. Wherever we go, we recruit constantly. Quintana said there's a teacher shortage, but Fresno Unified is alive and well and being creative. Quintana told the news site that she's flown to New York, Texas, New Mexico, and Mexico over the last year to bring in educators, and even had three teachers from Mexico living in her house while they transitioned into teaching positions. In Mexico, teachers make about $700 a month, while Fresno County teachers bring in $65,000. Now, remember what I told you. Right, we're all painted this picture that teachers make 20 or 30 grand a year. It's not true. Now, depending where you live, that could be big money. But in Fresno, this is not big money in Fresno. Don't get me wrong. But this is not uncommon. So Fresno County teachers bring in $65,000 to $80,000 a year. A 28-year-old from Cahuilla, Mexico, who starts this week at Fresno Sunset Elementary School. She says, I think it's going to be a real challenge, as you can see. I'm struggling right now with my English. Get me out of here, will you please? Come on, think about this. An elementary school teacher is going to teach your children who in their first, 3 to 5 years of education learn the English language and learn it well. Here's a teacher struggling with her English and was willing to admit, if I'm struggling with my English, maybe they'll struggle with theirs too. I'm here to help them correct and to learn. While I'm learning, that's always exciting. Can you imagine getting on a plane with a pilot and everybody sits down and goes, hey, hope we have a great flight. We're all going to learn right along with each other. How planes act in inclement weather. Because I've not been in inclement weather before in the plane, so I'll have my manual out, nothing to worry about. And we can all have an adventure together. Another recruit from Monterrey, Mexico, 38-year-old Aaron Faz, said that he's looking forward to teaching with much better technology. I'm curious here as to their legal status. Is this a way to bring more illegals in the country? And there's a good point, too. Somebody just made, I told you the chat room's got smarter people than I am. These districts have laid off people in the past. Why can't they reach out to them? Why aren't they actively soliciting teachers they've already laid off instead of flying to different states and different countries, for that matter, looking for teachers? One of the biggest problems in Mexico is that we don't have technology in the classrooms in public schools. No computers, no smart boards, nothing. Now, the Sacramento Bee reports that 449 Fresno Unified teachers do not currently have full teaching credentials, but are working towards a license through an alternative process for people with a bachelor's degree, which is common up and down the state of California. Because the best thing we could do for our children is to make sure most of the teachers don't have teaching degrees, right? Now, what's really funny about this is there is a fight afoot in California to have the charter schools have union teachers. And one of their arguments is because the teachers don't have the proper credentials. So apparently, if you're willing to join the union and go to work for a public school system, then they don't care if you have the right credentials. But if you're going to work for a charter school, it's a whole different animal, right? just very confusing. The program utilizes mentor teachers to guide new educators while they take coursework to earn their teaching licenses. A report by the Learning Policy Institute shows that about a third of all teachers who came into the profession in California the last 2 years, you ready? A third of all teachers who came into the profession in California in the last 2 years, so a third of the people at your school, a third of the educators at your school are not properly credentialed for the coursework they're teaching. Come on, think about that. While alternative certification is never the best way to put a teacher in front of a kid, right now, that's how we are hiring and filling our positions. It's a great way to get a second career, folks. Whoa. Yeah, listen, why do we keep trying these things on our kids? Why is it our kids always get, they don't get my argument about some of the bonds here in California, and yes, I know, they're taxes, get over yourself, I got it. But why is it that we're okay with upping taxes we pay for our children, for education for our children, however, they never get the full advantage of the dollar? We're going to bring teachers into the second rate and have them teach your first-rate children? Really? Many teachers across the country have lost their jobs during the national recession. There are far fewer young people pursuing educational degrees. At the same time, baby boomers are retiring in massive numbers. So reach out to those people. Reach out to the ones that lost their jobs, the teachers. Many college students who saw once a profession as it was never a profession. That was, here we go. Here's that music again. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. A lot more crazy stuff going on. Teachers from Mexico can't speak English, teaching English-speaking students in California. I can't even get it off my tongue. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Whether it's with me or somebody else, it doesn't really much matter. You do need to get involved. I mean, it's the only way we truly get informed when we get involved with these conversations. I find it interesting that there's so many people on Facebook that are experts at everything, but they keep up with nothing. Yeah, you heard me. I mean, seriously, they keep up with nothing. Anyway, let me get back to my story, which it's you guys that send me these stories during the breaks. Like I said before, I'm good with it. I love it. Just don't get mad at me when I can't. Why do I bother sending them to you? Well, because I'm going to get to them eventually. So the in Fresno, they are recruiting. I was going to say something else, but I won't. They're recruiting Mexican teachers to come up here who can barely speak English. All right? come on, stay with me here. They can barely speak English. And what are they doing? They're bringing them up here to teach your kids, especially in elementary school. How do you do that? How are you bringing people in who can't speak English themselves, have a hard time putting English together, and you're gonna teach them how to speak English properly? My God, I don't get it. Maybe I'm way out of touch. I just don't get it. So the other California schools are turning to signing bonuses, which I don't have a big problem with either. You know, if you got to pull somebody out of another state, another area, have them quit their job or leave the job that they've been with for, you know, 10, 12, 15 years, you're trying to bring them into your district, you got to kind of entice them to come along, don't you? So, again, I don't have a big problem with that. California Teachers Association spokesman Ed Sibby wrote in an email to the San Bernardino Sun, "Now, with the retirement of the baby boomer generation, about 10,000 per day nationally, this is going to go on to about 2023, and our two California public university systems training teachers at a 40% of demand, we are certainly having a teacher shortfall." But here's the deal. California is not the only place teaching teachers. We're getting educators ready, if you would. Now, at Pittsburgh Unified School District, for example, Cajetomic McCody Martinez landed a $10,000 signing bonus, $5,000 for being a dual immersion language teacher, and $5,000 for being an alum of the district. Wow. "All the bricks fell into place, and it was an opportunity I could not pass," he said. Mount Diablo Unified offered $5,000 bonuses for speech-language pathologists, and Oakland Unified offered special education to teachers at a $1,000 signing bonus as well. It almost feels like there's a sense of, I hate to use the word, desperation, says the writer, for many of these people to get these hard-to-fill fields. I don't know. Maybe we really should, you know, here again, we're reacting after the fact. Maybe we need to jump on the front end of this. Right? Maybe we get out in front of this like some companies do. They set up training and they're, okay. They set up training in the local community colleges to help train teachers, to help make sure they get the fields they need filled without having to spend big sign-on bonuses and such. Right? It's not crazy. It's real. All right, so look, we've been talking about polls. The national poll. I told you I don't believe the polls. I just don't. We saw it happen in the primary. We've seen it happen all the time, and I just don't believe the polls anymore. Now, according to Bloomberg, or our latest Bloomberg poll, Hillary loses her fake 18-point lead. See, the thing is, if you take all the garbage out of these polls, instead of asking five questions before you get to the question, you know, Hillary or Trump, and that's what I would do in a poll. I would strictly say, look, we're not going to take a bunch of your time. I'd just like to know, you're voting for Hillary or Trump. Period. Thank you. Have a nice night. Right? Now, CNN has been saying that Hillary is surging. I don't know where, unless they're talking about her pulse rate. The writer says that my theory is that they decided to fake the polls for her in hopes that the excitement would spread over the next couple of weeks. She'd pick up enough points to take an actual huge lead and then close the deal. Guess what? She fell flat in her face. She always does. Now, currently, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are in a statistical tie in the latest Bloomberg poll. Hillary led by as much as 18 points just 2 months ago. Now her lead is down to 3 points ahead of Donald. Now, somebody we've had on the show before, she's written a book. She was really teed off about the fact that she couldn't be honest. I think it was at CBS she worked at. She said in her writing, she said, is Hillary Clinton squashing Donald Trump in oblivion in the polls, or is it her lead over him, or is her lead over him perilously shrinking? One thing we know is There are countless ways to spin a poll. Consider the case of the selective reporting on the most recent Bloomberg national poll. On August 10th, Bloomberg reported Clinton up 6 on Trump in a two-way race. But looking at the poll, actually, Trump has moved so close to Clinton, the results are within the margin of error. Now, notably, in 5 months, Clinton's lead over Trump in the Bloomberg poll has shrunk from 18 points to within a margin of error. In March of 2016, when likely voters were asked to choose between Clinton and Trump, if the election were held today, Clinton bested Trump 54-36. However, in June, when Libertarian Gary Johnson joined it and thrown into the mix, Clinton's lead over Trump was 5%. See, Gary will pull points from somebody. And he may pull a majority. I don't know. See, I'm not an expert in this area. He may pull a majority of these from Clinton. In the most recent poll, the spread between Clinton and Trump in a two-person race was just down to 3% points. Clinton at 45, Trump at 42. Amy Marino, who published the piece, has done a lot of work here on this. She's looked at the ABC polls, CBS, NBC polls, so I'm going to give her a little credit. Probably should give her a lot of credit. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I see this stuff. And I know that, I know there's some fake polling out there, for real. I know there's fake stories about the polling out there. But when you're out and about talking to people, most people are telling me they can't, and not even just my people, they're telling me there's no way they can vote for Hillary. They just can't do it. All right, let's see. What other crazy stuff have you sent me tonight? Ah, here's a good one. So the University of New Mexico warns staff that terms like crazy psycho, crazy or psycho, can stigmatize colleagues. We've just lost it. We have so lost it, right? The University of New Mexico is the latest university to join a long list of institutions that mandate sensitivity training for staff. See, I'd get thrown up before the sensitivity training was over. Can you imagine? Come on. Imagine me in a sensitivity class. Can you imagine how that would go? The Daily Lobo reports that the UNM will now require all faculty and staff to complete intersections, preventing discrimination and harassment, a course aimed at preventing sexual misconduct and gender discrimination by December 31st. Well, at least they have misconduct in there. The one-hour training deals with a bevy of issues, such as advising participants to support colleagues with psychiatric issues by avoiding the careless use of terms that may stigmatize, with crazy, psycho, schizo, and bipolar. They call themselves bipolar. What do you see here again? If they say, look, why is it that we've gotten to this point where one human being can't say to another, look, I don't prefer the term bipolar, I don't like it, I prefer you call me this. And then it's over. You don't have to pay for sensitivity training. It's really that simple. The training course also tackles gender discrimination issues and mandates that faculty and staff support gender-neutral restrooms and affirm that individuals may use whichever bathroom that aligns with their gender identity today. Faculty must not announce someone's transgender identity without their permission. Hey, can I tell people you're a transgender? No? Okay, never mind. Or ask them about their real name or surgical status. The training also states that identifying a person as the woman in blue can be marginalizing. Instead, guides faculty to use gender-neutral phrases like the person in blue. We're losing our minds. Really, we are. We've boiled. We've boiled over. And the pot is going to empty here, and we're just going to burn ourselves away into oblivion. Just nuts. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. When we come back at the top of the hour, you know, Papa John's has decided to stand behind, or stood behind, one of their employees who shot an armed robber in self-defense. This is great. It's about time we hear about the good news. I'm Joe Bassini. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.